Now, 2021 could be the year of the cavity. Even though dentists are back open for business across the country, many are still wary of taking a seat in the dental chair, and others leaning on sugar to beat the isolation blues. Irish oral health could actually be worse than ever. To that end, we're joined by Dr. Kieran O'Connor, who's Vice President of the Irish Dental Association. Good morning, Dr. O'Connor. You're very welcome.
Mark.
Thank you for taking the time. So dentists, are they all open now, or can you give us a percentage?
And I can't give you an accurate percentage, but I think in general terms, most practices have resumed in the past week, 10 days. The restriction that confined us to emergency only care was lifted on the 18th of May, and I think it's been a gradual return to providing more normal services since then.
And what level of PPE and protection have you had to put in place? Have there been government guidelines you've had to follow?
We've had clear guidance from the two competent authorities, which are the Health Protection Surveillance Centre and the Dental Council. And I suppose in many ways, things haven't changed a huge amount from what we always did because of the high standards of infection control and prevention that we've generally done with standard precautions. And the biggest thing that has happened in many ways is the organisational measures, the things we've done to reduce footfall, that people will come by appointment only, pre-arranged, stop walk-ins, remove chairs from waiting room, use the waiting room as little as possible. And within the surgeries, you know, do a general declutter so that, you know, you have surfaces much more decluttered, so that the environmental cleaning, which is a huge part of what we do, in addition to the PPE, is easier to do.
Now, you know, a dental appointment, dental treatment, dental consultation is by definition a very intimate operation and practice. So how are you going to get around that, or how are you getting around that?
I suppose in the same ways as we always have done, in that, you know, we are, if we're doing a procedure, we're wearing gloves, plastic apron, surgical mask, eye protection. And then for certain procedures, we may choose to wear a particular kind of mask. And the big thing is that we will do pre-screening before people come in. So when somebody phones, they answer some questions. And if they have any suspicion of respiratory issues or that, then we direct them to their GP, and may choose that when people come for their appointment, after they've answered the questions again, to perhaps take temperature check. So it's, you know, if anybody has any symptoms, it'll be contact your medical practitioner, the same as lots of other symptoms.
So every conceivable precaution is being taken. Did you have a queue, or can you tell me off the top of your head, anecdotally even, whether there was a queue of people waiting to get back into the dentist? Did you have people saying, you know, ringing you up before you went back in, saying, listen, when can I get an appointment? And are you backed up, so to speak? Or have people shown a reluctance to go back to the dentist?
I think in general terms, there's been quite an enthusiasm for coming back, because we had about 8 weeks of where we were doing emergency care only. And because the stay-at-home public health message was so strong, most dentists did was remote dentistry, so people phoned, left messages, we phoned them back and dealt with as many things as possible without them leaving their home, so prescribed antibiotics, painkillers, dealt with infections, that sort of thing. So then those things all needed to be dealt with once the reopen happened. So I think there's been a bit of catch up, and you know, the big message we were doing during the lockdown was people needed to maintain their healthy diet, keep the sugar down.
Which, of course, most of us haven't been doing.
And the Corona Stone is the joke going around, and all the home baking and all the rest of it, you know, hasn't been tooth friendly in many ways. So I've talked to lots of parents during the lockdown where they've had the problem that, you know, the kids just don't want to brush their teeth in the morning because, you know, brushing the teeth in the morning is part of the school routine. There's no school routine. So that's all changed. So it's been harder for parents to keep the routine going at home. But I think, you know, we've got the message out there and families have worked around it. But the message is that access dental care, because, you know, prevention is key, and if you can deal with things earlier, you are less likely to run into problems later.
Okay, Kieran, just very quickly before you go, you're all ready to go. You've put all the precautions in place. You've upped the PPE as far as you possibly can, but you've also told people that the cost of that's going to go on to the average consultation fee. So how much of an increase on average can people expect? How much more expensive is their visit to the dentist going to be in future?
I mean, it's early days and it's hard to tell, but I mean, the cost of PPE worldwide has gone up in every healthcare sector. And, of course, it's not just the PPE, it's the fact that there's reduced footfall, and every dental practice will need to review its cost base and assess where it goes from there.
I understand. Look, Kieran, no, seriously. I don't know what you charge for a visit to go to you. Okay, whatever it is, how much extra is it going to be on top of that now?
Again, every practice will. We, as an association, we don't give advice on where people do their
Oh, come on! Give me a figure, please.
I can't do. But every practice is very clear on what it's charging structure is and has price lists available when people walk.
Well, is it going to be 40%, 50% more expensive? Is it going to be 100% more expensive? Is it going to double the cost?
I wouldn't think so. But it's early days, and it's getting supply chains for PPE coming in now is the issue. And, you know, there's kind of a slow build up. So practices are working.
You're open for business and it is safe, and but it's going to be more expensive. How much more, you can't really tell us. Dr. Kieran O'Connor, thank you very much indeed. That's the Vice President of the Irish Dental Association.